Prime Minister Tony Abbott says he will repair Australia's relationship with Indonesia, which has been damaged by revelations of spying. While again stopping short of apologising, he's promised to respond quickly to Indonesia's concerns. Mr Abbott was responding to Indonesia's decision to suspend cooperation against people smuggling and put joint military exercises and intelligence sharing on hold. The Australian Tax Office says it will shed up to 900 jobs by next July. There are several reasons, including the federal government's decision to scrap the mining tax. The Tax Office says it anticipates the cuts will come from natural attrition and voluntary redundancies. Rupert Murdoch and his wife Wendy Deng have agreed to a divorce settlement. The pair appeared in the New York Supreme Court to finalise the agreement to end their 14-year marriage. Ms Deng is expected to keep the couple's Manhattan apartment and their home in Beijing. Virgin Australia is threatening legal action against Qantas in a stoush over Virgin's capital raising plan. Virgin says it will raise up to $350 million through a share buyback. But Qantas says that would leave Virgin largely owned by Air New Zealand, Singapore Airlines and Etihad. Qantas wants the federal government to block this move. Melbourne police have arrested a man in connection with the death of a woman. The woman's body was found in a flat at Paran in the city's inner southeast early this morning. The homicide squad is investigating.